So you say you were born here in Burleson?
Yeah, I was born here in Burleson, 1908. Not on 1903.
1903. January 8th, 1903. So that makes you, what, about 70?
4 and a half years old. Be 75. Next 8th of January.
Whereabouts in the county did you say you were born?
Prairie Hill neighborhood, 7 miles south of town.
Prairie Hill?
Prairie Hill neighborhood, yeah. My grandfather was the first white settler in that neighborhood.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was that your grandfather on your father's side?
Yeah, on my father's side.
Do you know where your grandfather was born, where he was from?
Well, I know he came from Georgia, but I don't know where he was born. I'm not certain where he was born. He might have been born in Virginia, and he might have been born in Georgia. I don't know.
I see.
That was a big family. My grandfather, there was 15 of his, no way, man. His children, he had 15. I don't know how many brothers and sisters he had, my grandfather. Didn't have too many. He came from Georgia to Texas, I know, but where he was born, I guess in Georgia or Kentucky, or Virginia, one, I don't know which.
I see. When did you say he settled in that area?
He settled up, when he came, yeah, to Texas, he settled over here close to what is known as Old Wilburn and Milligan in Brazos County.
Well, I see.
And then he moved from there over into Washington County, and from Washington County into Lee. And he saw trouble coming between the settlers and the cow thieves and horse thieves over there with 12 sons and son-in-laws. He knew they wasn't going to put up that. He got them off over here to Burleson County and kept them out of the difficulties they had over there in an early day.
Yes, sir.
Over the horse thief, it kept them out of it.
I see. Well, they had trouble with that back then.
They did over there, and if he'd have stayed there, his folks had been in the big middle of it.
Mm.
He knew that. Because he knew they wasn't going to put up with him stealing their horses, his boys and son-in-laws. A big bunch like that, you know, get together and they get mighty rough.
Right.
He knew that. He came to Burleson County and succeeded in keeping him out of the troubles.
Did you know him?
Do I?
Did you know him, your grandfather? Did you meet him? Was he still alive?
No, I never did see him. I was the youngest grandson of my father's. And all my first cousins are youngest of them is 10, 12 years older than I am.
I see.
And my sister's youngest grandchild of my father's, Miss Harper.
I see.
And she was the youngest grandchild. We never did see our grandfather, nor our grandmother Phelps, neither one.
I see.
It wasn't a house on the road in that neighborhood when my grandfather moved there. To that neighborhood.
He was the first one there.
First settler in there, yeah. In that immediate neighborhood. That's right. He come in there, about the time the war was over between the states. Moved into that neighborhood.
I see.
About that time.
What did he do for a living?
Just to tell you the truth, man, like all them old settlers in that day and time. Farmed a little. Tried to raise a few cattle. He was a goat man anyhow, truth in mind. My grandfather was mostly a goat man.
Goat man?
He raised goats. Sheep, got the wool off me. Sheep and goat man.
I see. What about his wife? Was she from the same part of the country that he was, or?